WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are 11 days away from the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump in Austin, Texas today, taping the Joe Rogan podcast. Kamala Harris in Houston, Texas, appearing with Beyonce and Willie Nelson, both of whom have endorsed her. What do voters think about the idea of Donald Trump as a fascist, as former Trump chief of staff John Kelly contends this week? ABC News asked about that in a recent poll, and ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the numbers.
This ABC News Ipsos survey shows half of registered voters believe Donald Trump is a fascist, defined in our poll as a political extremist who seeks to act as a dictator, disregarding individual rights and threatening to use force against his or her opponents. Under that definition, 22% say Kamala Harris is a fascist. A third say neither candidate is.
President Biden is in the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. One of President Joe Biden's cabinet members is making several stops in northeast Wisconsin for the Harris Walz ticket this weekend. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg will meet with voters and encourage early voting in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac on Saturday. Artificial intelligence research at UW-Madison is getting a multi-million-dollar boost. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation is giving $160 million in total to the university, with $15 million going toward AI research. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin says the award will help UW-Madison lead the way in shaping AI's role in our future. In record low unemployment rates for 9 Wisconsin counties, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's September job numbers show jobless rates in Ashland, Bayfield, Burnett, Door, Langlade, Oconto, Pepin, Rock, and Sawyer counties as low as 1.9% and no higher than 2.7% for the first time.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 60, with wind northwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 57. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high right around 63. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant 705 on Friday morning. We have received reports that Highway 23 north of Wisconsin Dells is closed due to a serious crash. Again, Highway 23, this is in Adams County, north of Wisconsin Dells. Both lanes are closed near 6th Lane, County Road B, due to a serious crash. This closure is expected to last a couple of hours. If you are traveling in that area, please find an alternate route. Again, Highway 23, north of Wisconsin Dells, closed both lanes due to a crash. This is near 6th Lane and County Road B. Please avoid that area and find an alternate route if you need to travel in that area. Coming up a little bit in a few minutes, we will have myself and Emily. We're going to have a lot of fun this morning, some fun things going on. Here's Kenny Loggins.
Twilight, spreading out a wing.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Steve Grant pressing all the wrong buttons here. All right, now that our system has a mind of its own this morning, Dave Grant showing you 7:09 on Friday morning. We are breaking in a little bit earlier than normal. There has been a car accident on Highway 23. This is north of Wisconsin Dells. Highway 23 in Adams County is closed in both directions at 6 Lane and County Road B due to a serious crash. This closure is expected to last a couple of hours. So if you are in the Wisconsin Dells area, you normally travel 23 north of Wisconsin Dells, you will need to find an alternate route. This road closure is expected to last a couple of hours due to a serious crash. So we wanted to alert everyone to that this morning. So please avoid that area. We're going to jump into weather quick, and then we'll get into some more of the fun stuff going on. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 59. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 33. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 56. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 33. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny and beautiful with a high of 62. Looking into next week, we're going to see highs near 70 to start your week out. And then by Tuesday, with a high near 80. Wednesday, it's cooling down, highs in the 70s. By Thursday, we do have a decent chance of showers possibly. We know it's Halloween, and we're expecting a high of around 57. So a little hard to say what the weather's going to do yet on Halloween, but we want to get that out there. Currently, it is 46 degrees outside. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. Happy Friday. I am doing well. I'm happy it's Friday. How about you?
I am definitely happy it is Friday. When I woke up at 3:30 this morning, I couldn't be more excited about it being Friday.
3:30? What are you doing to yourself? Is it just got to take the dog out, or is it just raring to go?
Maybe a little bit of both this morning. I was wide awake, and I'm like, that's interesting. Granted, I fell asleep pretty early last night. Probably had something to do with it, and just excited that the weekend is here. Maybe not sure. So, yeah, he got out, got his sniffs in bright and early this morning, and the poor cat that was sitting out there definitely got a rude awakening as well.
It must have been a wild night for cats, because my cats snuck out last night too, and they were out and about a little bit, but they're back and they're resting now. So, you know, cats are silly. They'll go out and think that it's a wonderful thing, and all of a sudden the weather shifts and it starts to rain a little bit, and then they turn into big babies and have to run back in. So, you know, they're not that wild. They're actually really pretty soft.
That's kind of funny. That's awesome. So
that's how they do stuff. Yep.
It is. It is. So I did reach out to our city officials this morning to find out when they're going to reopen Highway 33. And I have not received an answer on that. Last night, the barricades were still up and people, of course, were still driving down the closed road yesterday. I watched someone drive down right in front of our studio yesterday morning. They were probably going about 30 miles an hour down the closed road, blew through a stoplight. And I'm like, what is wrong with people? It's like, it's a closed road, for goodness sake.
You know, there's a spot on that road that you can come out from the side street and end up in the middle of the part that's closed. So I'm not advocating what that person was doing. They should not be going down the closed road in front of your studio, and they should not be going that fast. That's absolutely, because that's just above the speed limit on that road right there anyways, closed or not. So, right? I think it's 25 there. So
it
let's
be careful out there. It is definitely 25.
It is still construction season in Wisconsin. Let's be real. When the snow is not falling yet, the construction is still happening everywhere. It's still wild out there, but we'll look forward to that road being back open, because it's been a minute. I mean, it has been closed for the majority of the summer, and I want to say started in early or late spring. So, I mean, we've been waiting to be able to have our thoroughfare open to Baraboo, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, but don't speed. And please obey all the stop signs and signals. Trust me, those failure to obey sign or signal tickets are not cheap. So don't get one of those. You don't want to be that person. So
this is true. This is true. We are rule followers. We are traffic light followers. We do all the right things out there, Dave. So let's give the thumbs up to everybody else who's doing the same this Friday.
Right, exactly. So you don't want to get in trouble. No one wants to start the weekend out like that. So as soon as we have details on that, we will let everyone know. But the good news is that the Merrimack Ferry is back open after their repairs. And so that is back open. I see cars going back and forth on that. I had the camera up a few minutes ago. So Merrimack Ferry is at least open. So that's a good thing. So
that's a great thing. I bet that's a really pretty ride right now. I bet the leaves are gorgeous, and it must just be very relaxing. I might have to hit that up over the next couple of days here before, you know, the leaves totally change, because if we get a big, you know, storm or a bunch of wind, we're going to lose some of our color. So got to get it while it getting's good right now, right this weekend.
Definitely. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm definitely going to have to think about doing that. So that is something that you definitely want to do this weekend. And I, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned it. So, and yeah, it's a lot of things going on this weekend. We have people helping people. They're going to have their Brats Fry sidewalk sale. That's happening tomorrow morning at the PHB headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So I did go over and speak with Reverend Bill Harris yesterday. He is excited about it. He knows we're going to have the best day ever. He was so busy, we're not going to be able to get him in for an interview before this. We're going to work to get him in for an interview sometime next month. We wanted to wait till the election season was over so we can have a little bit more of an extended interview. Talk about some of the things that are happening with people helping people in their job training facility in downtown. I want to get a tour of that as well. So, and not to spring this on you, Emily, but he definitely wants to meet you as well. So,
Love that kind of information being sprung on me. Well, I'd love to meet him too. So, the sooner the better, but it sounds like he's really busy doing really, really great work out there. So, that's really exciting. And you know what? Who doesn't love a good brat fry? It's so Wisconsin. Right. I love a brat fry. Like, you just see, if you drive around the small towns, you know, over the weekends or whatever, you see little signs out, you know, from different organizations doing brat fries. It's just great. And you got to stop over and promote. And, you know, having a brat quick isn't really like a planned meal like we talked about yesterday, but like, so what? It's a brat fry. It's you know, it's doing the good work. It's supporting the good cause. And it's Wisconsin. Just, you know, sometimes you just have to stop for a brat.
Well, you do. And then here's the other thing. Yvette makes some fantastic pies. Oh, my goodness. They are absolutely delicious. I'm hoping to see one of my favorites over there. So, not going to give any details on that.
Oh, we're not giving details. Okay. We're going to maybe play a game and guess Dave's favorite pie at some point.
Well,
but, you know, we don't want to run our mouths too much right now.
No, exactly. Well, if they have it, I'll do a Facebook Live tomorrow with it. So, that's my plan. So,
okay. Well,
stay
we'll look
tuned
for that.
That'll
be fun.
It will be. And speaking of some fun things that are coming up, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:45 this morning. We will have Hanging with Havel right around 8:30 this morning. I'm going to be filling in for Matty Jones on that, actually. So I found that out late last night, so I'll be pinch hitting. So we'll have
You'll
our Packers
great,
predictions.
Dave. You'll do great. We all believe in you. You can do all the things. You're Superman. By the way, Dave has a cape. He just doesn't wear it all the time. It's just kind of hidden away. So every now and again, if you see someone flying through town with a cape, it might be Dave. Just keep that in mind.
Well, it might be. So there's a few good jokes about that. I'm just waiting for our text line to light up because some smart aleck is probably going to text in my nickname. So I'm expecting out of one of my former coworkers any minute now. But yeah, I do have a cape somewhere, just not the tights. So no one wants to see that. We don't want to scare all of Baraboo. Oh, so
I mean, okay, yeah, we're just gonna go with the cape. That sounds fun. Let's go with the cape.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we can have a contest of what color we think the cape, you know, could be for Dave the Superman. So that could be another little fun on-air game we could play sometime. It is Halloween. We have to have fun with stuff, right?
We do.
We're less than a week out.
Yes, we are. And thank you for Becky for texting in. Our listeners don't disappoint. That's for sure. So we'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
Yes. Yep, so thank you, Becky. So don't worry, I'll pick on her soon. So you know what? This was an interesting story I came across this morning. Officials are encouraging you to be lazy and not rake your leaves. I mean,
I love this.
I'm perfectly capable of being lazy on my own and really didn't need this tip. But if you need an excuse, this is Michigan's Department of Natural Resources is in the news for encouraging people to not rake leaves this fall. It is better for our yard's ecosystem. Rewilding trend is,
go back to the wild, I think, is what they're trying to get across. It's in quotes, but yeah, rewilding, which I really like that term.
Rewilding trend has gotten popular, you know, and I didn't even know that was a term where you let nature kind of do its thing and don't worry about keeping your yard looking pretty. Well, come on now. You got to see my yard.
I think it's great. Rewilding. Let things go back to nature. And I mean, it's going to take over anyways. So you might as well kind of like, you know, if you can't, what's the phrase? If you can't beat them, join them or whatever, just, you know, it's stronger than us. So we might as well work with it. What they're saying is, you know, if raking and bagging fall leaves is an outdoor chore that you dread, just skip it. Lots of bugs and other critters use those leaves in the winter, either hiding amongst the foliage or eating it. So it's kind of a nice idea of thinking about the big picture of life, right? And
right.
I personally do like to rake because it's good exercise and it's pretty to see all the kind of leaves fly around, but it
right.
certainly has its like end game for me. After about an hour, I'm like, that was fun. Okay. And there's so many
I'm
leaves
so
left. And then the next
it.
Day, they're all there again. So I like this laziness.
Me too. And now if you prefer a tidy yard, they suggest taking those leaves, raking them up, and then skipping the ones around the trees and bushes. Those are the most important. But if you want to really feel good about yourself, you should get no yard work done and spend all weekend watching football. So
woo-hoo!
That was from the
that
Michigan.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, so thank you to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Now, I used to rake leaves. I fully admit I used to do it, and I got to the point where I'm like, yeah, this is kind of stupid. Our first dog loved playing in the leaf piles, of course, and he thought that was the greatest thing ever. So, and then I'd have to go re-rake the leaves because that just was his thing. And I got a little bit smarter as time went on. You know, you get a little bit older, you get a little smarter, maybe a little bit lazier. I mulch our leaves.
There you go. And, that,
it's
and
so
then
much
you
better.
Can give it back that way, too, because you can the mulch goes kind of back into an area to help the soil, I believe, is what you're supposed to do with mulch. That's kind of a new thing for me. So, but yeah, I mean, what are the choices to do with mulch if that's kind of the route you take? Like, what do you do with yours?
So what I do is I actually chop them up. I put the mulch plug in my lawnmower and chop them up and leave them right in the yard.
Perfect.
And then what will
yep.
happen is the over the winter, they'll kind of work that into the dirt and it acts as a natural fertilizer. So we don't fertilize our yard anymore. And with having pets, that's the other thing. I really don't want to fertilize our yard with having pets. Now, back in the day, many, many years ago, when we first moved to Baraboo, I would rake our leaves. I would mow the lawn. I would make sure it just was looking great. One Halloween, we actually had someone come up and they asked if they could pet our AstroTurf because they did not think it was real grass. They thought it was AstroTurf. That's how into keeping my yard work I was and making sure I fertilized it, weed and feed, all that. I gave up on that many years ago because, you know what, I just don't want my dogs running around in that stuff. And then you get the stuff getting into the rainwater and then down through the storm sewers back into our water. So I decided I'm just going to mulch our leaves. And if you're a City of Baraboo resident, you are. This is a, just a gentle reminder. Keep the leaves on the tree bank. Don't put them out in the curb. That is not where they're supposed to go. And so they want them on the tree bank. They'll come by and pick them up at the end of the month, and then they will dispose of them properly for you. But honestly, for us, mulching was so much easier. And with the number of trees we had back in the day, there was so many leaves. You get done raking, and then, like you said, the next day, turn around, your whole yard's full of leaves again.
Yeah, it's like that instant gratification for like an hour. And then you go inside and come back out. You're like, oh, like the wind blew and my entire yard is covered with leaves again. So, okay, let's just chalk it up to that was a nice workout or whatever. And then
right.
maybe I won't do it again tomorrow and go back inside and watch football like it suggests. So thank you, Michigan DNR, for suggesting we watch football and not rake leaves. But still, it is important to think about that bigger picture, right? And I like the idea of leaving it there, letting nature do its thing. And then also, I've kind of been told, too, to just if you want to rake and get your yard kind of cleaned up, but not necessarily remove the leaves, just kind of scoot them over back by the trees in which they came from. And they just do their natural, you know, cyclical thing that they do throughout the seasons, which the trees like, because that's kind of, you know, that's where they came from in the first place. So it's kind of a neat change and shift in your brain that you can make in the fall. It's still fun to make the leaf piles for the kids and for the dogs, but it maybe it doesn't need to feel like an extra task that is weighing us down when we're busy anyways. So yeah, just, you know, shift that mindset and maybe fall will be a little lighter for you.
Yeah, exactly. And it does work pretty well. That is what I tried doing. At the other thing we were taking care of over the weekend was I mulched leaves. We had so many of them up there. Mulched them, and then I also blew them around the trees. It just kind of helps that over the winter. And there are so many animals out there that can appreciate it, bugs and so forth. So it works out. And honestly, you don't want to be burning them. That's the worst thing you can do. And you shouldn't be burning anyways right now. You have to have a permit if you're burning anywhere in the listening area because it is so dry. I know we got a little bit of rain last night. We're talking maybe about a tenth of an inch is my best guess. I haven't really looked at any totals, but it wasn't enough to help anything. Let's put it that way. So you don't want to be burning this week. It's not a good idea. And if you're outside doing stuff, grilling, operating chainsaws, or anything that can generate sparks, please be careful. We do not want grass fires this weekend. So,
thank
yeah,
you
don't burn
tip.
Your leaves.
Yeah, don't burn your leaves. Leave them if you'd like. rake a little bit if you like. Or, I mean, like you were talking about using a leaf blower, that can always be really fun. I know when my kids were little, they loved the leaf blower. They would kind of stand back and, you know, it's just kind of a whirlwind, literally. It's very magical to see all the leaves flying around. So, you know, it can be fun, but it doesn't need to be this heavy chore. So, like Dave said, make sure not to burn anything. It's very dry out there. That rain yesterday was, I think, simply for effect. It certainly didn't add any moisture that the ground needs right now, but it was a cool effect. It definitely felt like Halloween yesterday a little bit with that rain last night. So it was nice, but it didn't really have a good effect. So please be careful out there.
Yes, please do. So, all right. So a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:45, Emily. And then we do have our celebrity list. We're going to pare that down. There's a lot of them there. I don't know if you looked at that yet.
That'll be fun.
It will be. So we'll talk with you right around 7:45. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports. Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Will homecoming home cooking bolster the Badgers? Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. One thing no one will be able to say about the 2024 Wisconsin Badgers football team is that they weren't tested. Tomorrow, arguably their toughest test of the year, hosting number 3 Penn State under the lights and in prime time. Wisconsin has won 3 straight Big Ten games, each in dominant fashion. As for Penn State, they're 6-0. The only ranked team they've beaten, though, is Illinois. The Nittany Lions do have number 4 Ohio State on the docket next week. Kickoff tomorrow night is set for 6:30 from Camp Randall. To the NFL, Sunday it's the Packers in Jacksonville to play the 2-5 Jaguars. On the injury front at practice on Thursday, only cornerback Corey Ballantyne was held out. Meanwhile, Quay Walker, Josh Myers, and Elton Jenkins, who all missed practice on Wednesday, all came back in limited fashion yesterday. Sunday's game is a noon start at EverBank Stadium, and Week 8 began last night with a Rams 30-20 win over the Vikings. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Here we stand.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:32 on Friday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. As a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us now, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:45. Here's Wang Chung, Dance All Days on Max FM.
Take your baby by the hand and make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We would so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days long.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant with you. Here is how you can shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Our big deal of the day is a 50% off a $10 certificate for Baraboo Tours for just $5. Shelly Mardini knows all about the Baraboo area, and she knows all the haunted spots, all the history of Baraboo. This hour-long tour starts at 524 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. This is a today and today only deal. You don't don't even have to put a code in, and you want to get these early. We sold out of our big deal of the day on Wednesday, so if you want to do this tour, now is the time to get those tickets. Shop local and stay big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. As a reminder, Election Day is less than 2 weeks away. If you want to vote early, you definitely can do that. You can go to the 99.7 MaxFM Facebook page. We have all the information there on what you need to do for voting. And you can also go to civicmedia.us/vote to find out where the polling places are and all the information that you need. This is your last reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, to text those in to us, 608-355-9970. We'll be talking about those right around 7:45 this morning.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Thursday is our October Farm and Construction Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. Another very large auction. Catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also have several real estate auctions coming up, including a single family home in Reedsburg. It's a fixer-upper on Charles Street that ends on the 30th. Then we have another single-family home located between Reedsburg and Baraboo, country property ending on November 6th, and then 127 acres sold in two parcels located in the town of Hillsborough in Vernon County that ends on November 7th, a nice agricultural parcels as well as building sites. Check our website for more details on these upcoming real estate auctions as well as all of our other real estate listings at gavinbros.com. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 60, with wind northwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 57. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high right around 63. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Just rising up. Power, power. It's the
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you on this beautiful Friday morning. Let's take a quick look at our forecast. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 60. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 33. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 56. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 33. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 62. Looking into next week, Monday, high near 70. Tuesday, high near 80. Starts cooling down to the mid-70s on Wednesday. Chance of showers possibly for Halloween. We'll keep an eye on that. It's a little too soon to if that's actually going to happen or not. So we'll keep an eye on that. Currently is 47 degrees outside. As a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary, the time to text those in is now 608-355-9970. Emily, I just received a text of an unofficial word that Highway 33 is open from a resident that lives on 8th. So,
oh my gosh. Newsflash, so, Highway 33 is open after all this time.
Yes.
I am so excited to hear that because it's such a nice drive and I hated having to turn off of it to like just go around the block, you know? So it's such a nice thoroughfare. That's such great news for people that are in and out of Baraboo, people that are trying to get places. So congratulations to all of us out there who love using Highway 33. It is officially open. Thank you, whoever texted that in. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate that being texted in. So that is the unofficial word that Highway 33 is open. As a reminder, the speed limit is 25 miles per hour out there, and we'll be so tempted to go faster than that. So don't do that. One of our local residents also just texted that she was watching them take the barricades down and traffic is flowing. So,
oh my goodness.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, watch that speed though, because I got to say, brand new roads, it just asks for, you know, it just makes you want to drive fast, but don't do it. Don't do it. Yes. We got to be thoughtful. It's a town in which people live right there. There's residences and businesses and people, you know, needing to cross the street. So let's all be safe, but let's enjoy that nice new road. Thank you so much.
So excited. So,
yeah.
All right, let's talk about celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. We'll do our best to pare this list down a little bit. Yeah. I do have a couple of local ones as well. So, Mia Wasikowska is 35. Alice in Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland movies.
Oh, I love those movies. Such a great storyline.
Indeed. Sarah is 39, R&B singer. Katy Perry is 40, known for Dark Horse, Firework, Wide Awake. Oh, I got to find some Katy Perry and play that next. So
yeah, you have to find some Katy Perry.
That's what I'm going
to
do
as
we're
Firework is such a great song. Firework is such a great song. It'll lift everybody's spirits on a Friday. Yeah, absolutely. Get you ready for the weekend. Happy birthday, Katy Perry. 40. Wow, the big 4-0 for Katy Perry. Look at pop stars. They get old too. You know, everybody's getting old.
Do.
It's fine. It's
I never
thing.
Get old. I just don't grow up.
No. You wear a cape. You don't get old. You're ageless. That's just a thing. let's see here. We've got, we do have a long list.
We do.
Craig Robinson from The Office. He played Daryl. I'm sure most of us are familiar with that show and that character. He is 53 today. Pedro Martinez is 53, Hall of Fame pitcher who won 3 Cy Young Awards and 1 World Series with the Boston Red Sox. So that's a big one. That's exciting for all the baseball fans. Let's see. Samantha Bee is 55. Michael Boatman turned 60 today. He was in The Good Fight. You might also remember him as Carter Haywood on Spin City. Ugh, I loved that show. Spin City was
a great show. That was
a great
show.
Some of those good ones, you know, from the late 90s and kind of early and mid-2000s, really, they got to bring those back. I mean, they just had such a great knack at the writing was just so good with the comedy and the parrying back and forth was just great. Maybe someday we'll be that funny on air, Dave. I doubt it. But
yeah, I think we will be. I'll be that funny looking. Oh.
Especially with the cape. Just kidding.
Yeah,
all right, who else you got on the list, Dave? What do you got?
Yeah, that's a little ways away yet. So we'll hop over to our Saturday birthdays. Morgan Saylor is 30. Let's see. John Hader is 47. He is Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, man, I feel older today. Florence Kasumba is 48. Io and Black Panther. And this one is someone everybody knows. Seth MacFarlane is 51 years old.
Oh, my God.
The
Family Guy creator of The Simpsons, right?
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. 51. Wow.
Oh, let's see here.
He's a Gen Xer. That's where all that dark, dry comedy comes from, is that generation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I totally get where that dark comedy comes from. I may or may not be that age very soon. So I'm moving along. Keith Urban is 57. We know him as Nicole's husband and former American Idol judge. His biggest hits include Kiss a Girl and Somebody Like You. Wow, it's a singer's birthday list here, Emily, today.
Yeah,
do you
it
see
sure
who
is.
The next one is?
Who's the next one, Dave?
Natalie Merchant is 61. We know biggest hits of Wonder and Carnival. So,
He's still my beating heart. Natalie Merchant is so incredibly talented. That's a big one. So there's another. You're going to have to dig through some of these song files here, and you're going to need to address some of these birthday people that are beautiful and amazing singers and play their stuff on air right now. You know?
Right. And here's another big one. Pat Sajak, 78 years old, former host of Wheel of Fortune. And I have not even watched Ryan Seacrest yet, so I can't speak to that one. So,
oh my gosh, you're going to call me out on this, but I did not even know he was the host. I think I just quit it after Pat Sajak. Forget it. This is the show. I thought I don't know. Maybe I just don't watch game shows anymore, but maybe I just assumed the show just ended.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to Pat Sajak. That guy, I mean, talk about like the game show host of the stars. I mean, he was just, you know, I mean, he just dialed it in every day in such a big way with his personality and his presence on television. And just, I mean, I just really appreciated him. Some game show hosts kind of would, you know, I don't know, call the contestants out in a way that kind of like put them on the spot. And I thought he was always just really like positive and like cheering people on. And like he really wanted them to win and not get bankrupt on the wheel. So
that's pretty cool. So yeah. So I might have to go watch that. I'm going to go through our Sunday list super quick and then we'll get to our local birthdays. Let's see. Kelly Osbourne is 40 years old. Ozzy Osbourne's daughter. Oh, wow.
Talk about Simon generational.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll Simon LeBond from Duran Duran, 66. Feels slightly older today. Robert Picardo is 71. The bald holographic doctor from Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to get you on this one. Ted Wass is 72. Blossom's dad from Blossom.
Wait, the dad is 72 for real? Oh,
yes.
No. But the Blossom is my age. That means it does. I'm thinking about my parents' age. And
yep.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Well, we're all not getting any younger, are we? So we got to seize the day. Seize the Friday, October 25th, and enjoy ourselves. Who else got in here? We've got John Cleese, 85, Monty Python superstar. Yep. I mean, enough said there. Let's just drop the mic on that, literally.
Yeah, we're going to leave it right there. And that's the one we'll end with on our celebrity birthdays. And we do have two local birthdays. Caitlin Boyd, happy 23rd birthday from Aunt Becky and Uncle Randy. I hope Aunt Becky bought you the nicest, best, biggest gift ever today.
I have a feeling you might hear a little bit about that from Aunt Becky in a minute on the chat line, but you know, we'll just see.
Just guessing.
Happiest birthday, Caitlin Boyd. Happy birthday. Enjoy your 23rd. What a beautiful day for a 23rd birthday. So happy, happy birthday.
Indeed. And then also our very own Maddie Jones has a birthday on Sunday morning. Woo-hoo! So we want to wish her a happy birthday. I believe they're going to have a nice celebration this weekend. We did actually meet up with them the other night. So they're going to have a little bit of fun this weekend. And we got a late birthday wish in. Happy birthday to my wife, Megan. I'm not sure who texted this in, so make sure you let us know who your first and last name is on that text person that just sent that in. So, Megan, happy birthday to you as well. So,
Megan,
that literally came in
as
we were talking.
Let me sneak one in there, if you wouldn't mind, since you mentioned Maddie Jones on Sunday. October 27th is a special day in our lives because that's my husband Rob's birthday, too. So
woo-hoo!
Happy birthday, Maddie
happy
and
birthday,
Rob. It's a great day to live, great day to have been born, and it's a great day to celebrate. We're going to watch the Packers win, and it's just going to be a beautiful day on Sunday. It sounds like it's going to be like, what, in the 70s, I think you said, or maybe 65 and sunny. So sounds like it's going to be a great day. So happy birthday, everybody, today and through the weekend. What a great time to be born.
Indeed. So what we're going to do is I've been messing with the playlist as we're talking. So what we will do is we're going to try to get Katy Perry in next and possibly Natalie Merchant, if I can pull that off. Otherwise, I'll put Natalie Merchant in right at the top of the hour. So we will be back with you about 8:10. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Dave. Talk to you soon.
It is more Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Maximum hits.
clouds after a hurricane comes around.